This is a Crusader News Update with Jevin Voss. The Seward County Community College Area Technical School Board of Trustees met for their monthly meeting on March 2nd. Sustainable Agriculture Resources Program Specialist David Coltrane met with the Board of Trustees to discuss his plans for the future of the program. One item that he discussed was the possibility of having a weekly educational session offered from May through November, and after each session, attendees can pick any produce that they have in the gardens.
With our grant that we have, we can't sell the produce, and I've never been able not to grow produce, so I think that we'll get it done this year, and so there's going to be a whole lot there, and so we'll talk about what's going on, and then people will come and pick their own product.
The Board of Trustees also accepted two resignations from Elena Sill, Title V Manager and B&I Program Designer, as well as the Transportation Technologies Instructor of Ryan Grubbs. Steve Weens also met with the Board of Trustees to review the Title V grant and the progress that it's had.
We are becoming known as the quality provider of employees for the energy industry, and that in itself will strengthen the institution because it gives us backing for industry members.
He reported that there are 25 first-year students in the Corrosion Technology Program, 5 first-year students in the Process Technology Program, and 8 first-year students in the Gas Compression Program. The Board of Trustees also accepted new rates for student housing as well as tuition and fees.
In developing, we're trying to determine the fees to recommend for this year. I mentioned we looked at competitors. We also looked at what our current revenue was here. Next year we have a reduction, obviously, in the school.
Housing rates are going up $50 all across the board, and tuition and fees are going up $5 per credit hour, with $1 of that increase being made to accommodate changes in technology on campus. This has been Jevin Voss for Crusader News.